the Creatively Paid Podcast with Casey Reed, where it's all about helping creatives turn their passions into profit. If you've ever struggled with the business side of creativity, this is the podcast for you.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Creatively Paid Podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. I'm so glad that you are jumping on every Wednesday to listen to another creative bite from the Creatively Paid Podcast. Creative bite. Does that sound cool? Creative bite. I don't know. That might be a thing. Whatever. So today we are talking about something that I find really interesting and really cool. I know when I started out with my creative side hustle, my creative business, this is something that I kind of struggled with at first because, you know, how do you find more clients? How do you get more clients, you know? And I really just wanted to give you guys five ways, right? And I kind of rated them from the most simplistic way to the most complicated way. And yeah, just in this sense, five simple things that you can do, all of which aren't very hard, but the fifth one can seem a bit more complicated if you haven't really done anything like it before, right? So yeah, five ways to get clients when you're just starting out with your creative side hustle, with your creative business, right? So the first one is one that is pretty obvious, but a lot of times as creatives, we discount it, and that is letting everyone know what it is that you do, right? Don't be annoying about it. Don't scream at everyone saying, hey, I am a photographer. No, but what you can simply do is create a post on social media. Just simply stating, if this is something you haven't done before, if you're not always talking about, if you're not always saying that, hey, I take pictures or I do designs, blah, 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 right? If you aren't doing that, what I would advise you to do is just go on Facebook, go on Instagram, go on Twitter, whichever social media platform you use the most, and just simply create a post stating what it is that you do. Don't mention prices. Don't mention prices in this post. You want this post to be valuable on both ends, right? For the person who is looking at this post, you want them to be intrigued, but also you don't want it to feel like a sales pitch just in this, for this particular post, right? So just simply create a post on social media and just tell everyone, let everyone know that what it is that you do, why you love doing it, and show examples of a bit of your work. So if you're a photographer, your images, graphic design, your designs, if you're a videographer, just showing a short clip of a video that you recently edited, or even a video that you've edited a good while back, something that you're really proud of and something that you really love and you would definitely want people to see, right? So simply do that first. Let everyone know what it is that you do. And you want to say it in a way where it's obviously like you want it to be received as this is something that you do as a business without stating prices at that point in time. So just saying, you know, hey, I am a photographer. I love photography. I love everything about it, you know, and I've been taking pictures for X amount of time. Whenever you are down to do a photo shoot, just let me know and we can work out a price. Something along those lines, something that states what it is that you're intending, as in people understand that you do expect to charge for the services that you provide, but also not stating specific prices at that point in time. And the main reason why I would say you shouldn't put the price in the post is mainly because you may have never talked about your side business for a while. You know, you probably haven't really posted about it, you know, so people probably don't know. So this is an introduction to you or to this side of you, right? So yeah, that's number one. And another bit to add to number one as well is doing the physical side of it. So outside of social media, just letting your people know, you know, friends that you have, You can send them a simple message, send a text message, let people know in your WhatsApp groups if you're comfortable with that. But yeah, anywhere where it's okay to let people know, even your church groups, wherever it is, just let people know what it is you do. And surprisingly, you can get a good amount of people being intrigued or even wanting to do business with you right away because they know someone that they already know. Because for them, if they wanted to hire a photographer or a creative in any other sense, people are most likely to hire someone that they are familiar with. So it's always great to let your circle of influence know what it is you do. A lot of us as creatives, for some reason, we feel almost timid to let anyone know what it is that we do. Because, you know, you're probably not as confident in your work as yet. You may feel a bit afraid that people may not want to pay you or they may not like your work. Those are valid feelings, you know? I definitely went through that when I first started out. But it's important to let people know. Because if people don't know, then, you know, it's kind of hard to start getting clients when you're starting out. Number two is a really interesting technique that you can try. It may require a little bit of money. You don't have to do this, but it's something that can work decently well as well. And that is trying to go to networking events, right? But in addition to going to a networking event, try to go to a networking event and going with a shirt that has the name of your brand, the name of your business on it. So you can have the name of your business or a little logo that you can get mocked up that clearly, where you can clearly see the name of the business within the logo. I would recommend, if you haven't even designed a logo yet, just create a very simple text logo just for the shirt. Something that people can easily recognize the name of the company. But if you have a little bit of money as well, you can buy, you can pay for a logo to be done, or you can use Canva just starting out, right? If you're just starting out and you don't have a logo yet. Yeah, and then, so you can have that on the front, and then on the back of the shirt, just clearly stating the services that you provide. Try to keep it to at least about, or the most, 3 lines, right? So if you offer 5 different types of creative services, just in this instance, try to summarize those things within 3 lines. Because again, you want people to be able to clearly see what your shirt says. So when you are at this networking event and talking to people and just having genuine conversations with them and letting them know what it is that you do and learning more about what they do and building connections, other people that you aren't even talking to will see that shirt and they will read what it is you do, and you could probably even spark conversations and possibly as well generate leads just from the shirt that you were wearing. So as I mentioned before, this point may cost you a little bit of money because you may have to get a shirt printed, you know. You may have to get a plain shirt and print your logo on the front and then a description of the services that you provide on the back of that shirt. But it's a really cool way to get your name out there, to get yourself out there. And with this point as well, you can play with it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a networking event. The next time you have a gig, ensure that you go out with branded apparel, because everyone else that's going to be at that event, if it's that type of gig where you're going to be exposed to other people whilst doing the job that you're going to be doing, that is an amazing marketing tool for yourself. I like to call it a silent marketing tool, because you don't really have to say anything. Your shirt will speak for itself, right? So yeah, that's a really cool technique that you can try. Then number three is diving a bit more into social media and getting more comfortable with using social media and using it more frequently, right? So with number three has to do with creating valuable content, right? So for one, you want to pick just one platform just for now, Because again, you're starting out. You don't want to get burnt out, because trust me, when it comes to creating content for social media, it can seem like, oh, that's easy. Just get a little picture and put words on it. But it really takes a lot out of you, you know, to really plan and to create things, to curate content that people find valuable, that people would like to see and would like to engage with, right? But what you can start doing is you want to choose one social media platform that you can focus on for at least 2 weeks to 30 days, or 2 weeks to 4 weeks. I don't know why I said it like that, right? You want to choose one platform that you can focus on, right? And then start creating content around your niche, around what it is that you offer as a creative business. So for example, if you are a videographer, right? Start creating content about videography, right? You can mix it up. Have a few pillars of content, right? That you can create content around within this time period, right? 2 weeks to 4 weeks, right? And what you're going to be doing is creating various content. So create various pillars. For example, one pillar can be educational posts that are, you know, yeah, educational posts about videography. Little things that people would want to know about videography, why videography is important, why people would rather have videos of their, or why people want video packages included with photography packages at weddings, or, you know, like finding very specific things about your niche that you can kind of educate your audience about that particular thing. Because funny enough, people find that very, very intriguing. And it's just really interesting content to consume, right? So you can create educational content. Then you can create another pillar of content that is entertaining, right? It can be content that's... You can find things that are funny about videography, memes about videography, corny jokes about videography, various things that are entertaining about the niche that you're in. And then you can probably create another pillar of content that is all about inspirational stuff around videography, right? So whether it's a post, a clip from your favorite film or your favorite TV show that really moved you, a very emotional scene that was really well done, or a scene that was, because of the lighting of that scene, it drew a certain emotion. You know, you kind of get where I'm going. You can find various things about your niche that can be inspiring, right? And again, that will also draw in your audience, because it's content that people really, it taps on the emotions of people. And people are more likely to engage with something when they feel something, right? When it taps on an emotion, right? And one caveat about creating valuable content is that for this time period, the 2 weeks to 4 weeks, we're going to try to stick to not creating any salesy post. You're not going to just put up a post with your prices. You know, you're not going to talk about, yeah, you're not going to talk about prices and numbers and telling people, hey, if you want to book me, just let me know. For now, you're not going to post anything like that yet. Right? Just for this time period, you're just going to create valuable content, right? And what I just said kind of goes in line with a book that I think I mentioned a few episodes back when I was talking to Ali Abdaal. And this book by Gary Vee called Jab, Jab, Right Hook, right? And with creating valuable content, basically you are giving those jabs, those multiple jabs at first, right? Just value, value, giving value, giving value, giving value, giving value. And then eventually, after you've been giving value, you give that right hook, which is the sale, right? So in this case, we're going to take that 2 weeks to 4 weeks of just giving value, giving value, giving value, getting your audience in, allowing them to want to engage with you, to want to build a relationship with the content that you're creating and with creating a relationship with you, so that they can start falling in love with you. They can start wanting your services or liking what it is that you do. And they can begin to view you as someone who's very knowledgeable in what it is that you do, right? So that's what you'll be doing throughout this process of creating valuable content. You'll be basically priming your audience and situating yourself in a position of being someone that can be viewed as an expert or someone that is an authority in that niche, in that creative work, right? So yeah, that's point number three, creating valuable content. And then point number four is social media networking, right? I would call it that. And basically all this is genuinely engaging with your potential clients, right? You're gonna go ahead and genuinely, and I, if I could bold my words, I would, like, like bold genuinely, right? Engaging with potential clients. And that means you're not going to go on social media and comment randomly on random posts on people that you would like to be your clients just because. No. Thoughtfully go through your potential clients' Instagram posts and comment something thoughtful. Like, find a post that you like and say something about it. Like, oh, I really like that. Oh, that's really cool. Where did you get your dog? Or how old is your dog? You know, go to their content and engage. Engage with them. Have a dialogue, you know? And this, I can give you like a three-step formula for that specifically in terms of engaging, right? So one, you can go, and this formula is kind of specific to Facebook/Instagram, right? There's other ways you can implement this same kind of methodology on other social media platforms, right? So the three-step pattern, or the three-step formula that I would say is, one, comment on their post, right? Find their post, like posts that you genuinely like, and post a thoughtful comment, right? Do that on day one of engaging with that person, right? Do that with a few people on day one. Then on day two, go in their story, go through, if they have posted any stories, go through their stories and engage with their story. Leave a comment. Leave a little thumbs up or comment something that you felt while going through their story, right? And then day three, you're going to go ahead and DM them. Just send them a genuine message, not a sales pitch. Just send them a message saying, hey, I really like what you do. I'm really something thoughtful, you know, saying that you really like what they do, or even ask them a question about something that they posted about recently. Like, start a natural conversation. Kind of view DMing them in the same way you would view talking to someone at a physical networking event. You're not going to just go up to a table and be like, hey, if you want a photo shoot for $70, just let me know, you know, anytime, man. Like, you're not going to do that. You're going to talk about something first. You're going to talk about the dessert, you know, that dessert was pretty nice, or that drink was pretty dope. You know, what do you think about, you know, you're going to start a genuine conversation. And that's what you're going to do in their DMs as well. You're going to slide into their DMs ethically and thoughtfully, not in a slimy way, right? Yeah. And you can, if you do that for a consistent period of time, 2 weeks to 4 weeks, just focusing your efforts on engaging with people, I can almost guarantee you that you will get more clients that way, right? You'll build relationships and you'll eventually, yeah, you'll create relationships and you'll generate new clients for your creative side hustle. And then the last one is creating lead magnets. As I said at the very beginning of the episode, I've kind of detailed each step kind of from easiest to hardest. And hardest is not really that hard, but if you haven't done any of this kind of marketing stuff before, it's okay, it's cool. But yeah, let me kind of describe what that is. So creating lead magnets. So what is a lead magnet? Basically, a lead magnet is a valuable piece of content that you offer for free, right? Offer for free or very, very, very cheap, but I would prefer free. You can do it for like a dollar, but for me, it's like if you're gonna charge a dollar, it might as well be free, in my opinion. You're gonna create something that is valuable for free that you offer to people in exchange for in exchange for their email address or an equivalent of a way to contact them. I would highly prefer an email address, right? So you may have seen something about, you may have seen other people post on their Instagram or within the Instagram bios saying, hey, a free ebook on how to generate 5 clients in 10 days or something along those lines, right? That is a lead magnet. You may have seen an ad about a free guide or a free social media calendar for 30 days or, you know, things like that. That's a lead magnet because the offer is attractive to your prospective client, right? You offer them something that is attractive. They go ahead and grab it in exchange for their email address. And once they do that, now you can add them to your email list, right? And then from there, you'll be able to contact them, of course, within the GDPR laws, and make sure everything, make sure you check up on the GDPR laws, because it's gotten a bit more strict in terms of how you can contact people based on the information that they've given you or the contact they've given you. But don't worry, it's nothing to be stressed about, but something to keep in mind. Yeah. So yeah, and that's basically what you can do. So for your lead magnet, think of something within your niche that you can easily present in a nice PDF or in a short video or in a Word document detailing something that would be valuable to your prospective client that you can offer to them via your Instagram bio, your Facebook bio, whatever social media platform you use within that bio that would be attractive to them, something that is free that you can offer. I guess an example would be, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. My mind kind of went blank now when I really think about it. If you're a photographer, I don't know, you can put together a basic preset, you know, or 5 reasons why hiring a photographer isn't as bad as you may think, or, you know, something along those lines. Of course, a bit more nuanced than that, but yeah, you want to create something that's valuable, a pretty simple thing that you can put together and that you can offer to people, and that way you can build your email list, and then you can generate marketing emails that basically mimic some of the things I already said, but through email form, where you're creating a relationship with them, jab, 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 and then right hook, where you can offer a sale at some point in time, right? Later on throughout the email sequence, right? And I definitely want to do an episode where I kind of deep dive into creating an email sequence and all of the various things about how to do that and how to nurture your prospective client through emailing them, right? Yeah, so those are 5 ways that you can start getting new clients when you're just starting out with your creative side hustle. Or if you've had a creative side hustle for a while, but you didn't really get to pay attention to it too much, and you probably solely relied on people who know you that come back every now and again to say, hey, can you do this for me for this event or so on and so forth. If you go through this method, if you try these 5 things, I can almost guarantee you that you will generate some new clients, man, for your creative side hustle, man. Yeah. So I really hope that this episode helped you out. I really hope it was valuable for you. I know for me, when I first started out, a lot of these things I genuinely didn't do because I didn't really know. I just kind of tried what I thought to try. Just let people know. I followed step one, you know, tip one. But after that, I kind of just relied on people just knowing what I do. And because I just relied on that, it ended up being where I would just get clients every now and again. And the honest truth is, when you're starting in your creative business, if you have a full-time job at the same time, which most of us will have when you first start your first business, your first creative side hustle, a lot of times you don't want to pay attention to it as much because you have a full-time job. There isn't so much at stake for you in most cases. That's not the case for everyone. But just speaking from personal experience, that's what kind of happened to me for a good little while, where I could be a bit nonchalant about how much effort I was putting into this my side business to get it going. But yeah, and that kind of resulted in me not really getting new clients, just getting repeat clients, which is still really good. But if you want to create a system where you can generate new clients, you follow these five steps, these five tips, and man, you'll start generating new clients for your new creative business. I wish you guys the best on your creative journey. And you know what this podcast is all about, getting creatively paid, right? So thank you so much for jumping on another episode. I will see you guys next week, Wednesday, for episode 13.
Thanks for listening to the Creatively Paid Podcast at www.creativelypaid.com.